This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I'm sure you've noticed it's not possible to like everybody. Be good if you could, but some people are so irritating and you feel uneasy when you're with them. You've got these negative feelings towards them. So you've got to be careful. If someone's getting on your nerves, it can be difficult to see the bigger picture of why you're feeling that way. But you should never let anyone else limit your happiness or success, or find yourself even saying, I hate people, or that specific person. Remember that you've got control over how you feel. Don't let somebody else gain power over you just because they darken your day. You can only control your own feelings. You can't change that other person. Look, I think the reality is most people are a mix of good, bad, and weird. All of us can be difficult to get on with, so why waste your energy clashing with your mother-in-law, who may never think you're good enough for her daughter anyway? So it's better to conclude, well, I can be happy in spite of the way some people feel about me. It doesn't have to be your job to take on the burden of all the problems of the world. So what happens when you end up feeling hatred towards another human being? Now, it does happen. We live in a world where people come and go. We experience vastly different things in all the avenues of life. So if you end up, unfortunately, feeling hatred towards someone, ask why. Is it me or is it them? What have they done? Is it my fault? Hate is such a strong and dangerous emotion. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who said, "Let no man pull you so low to hate him." Look for the good in all those that are around you and understand that we all have downsides, but don't judge them on their faults. We all fall short. And while we don't have to settle for those around us who make us unhappy, I think we've got to realise that we may only be looking for some negative as a reason to push them away. Immediately now I'm thinking of Nelson Mandela, that wonderful man who made the contribution to South Africa. And in his book, Long Walk to Freedom, he said no one is born hating another person because of the colour of their skin or their background or religion. People must learn to hate, he said. If they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. He was asked many times how he felt about the 27 years of imprisonment. Surely he was bitter, feeling hatred. No, he said, bitterness only hurts itself. If you hate, you give them your heart and mind. Don't give those two things away, he said. So it's like the Bible. The Bible's very clear. If you have a look at John 4, verse 7 to 28, you've got to stay away from hatred. Our friends, it says, let's love one another. Love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God, knows God. Whoever does not love doesn't know God, because God is love. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. There's no fear in love, for perfect love drives out fear. Fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. So we love because he first loved us. So if anyone says, I love God and yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he's given this command, whoever loves God must love his brother. Well, that's fairly straightforward teaching, isn't it? It's a different operating system. Jesus, he taught his followers not to hate but to forgive one another. So we can rest in that knowledge, you know, that God is still in control and God can bring good out of any situation. Love and compassion towards others, that's got to be the theme of our life. Let go of vengeance and revenge. That's God's business. And we know from the Bible that God knows best. He knows how to handle all sorts of people, including enemies. But don't let yourself be the one who hates others. Pray God's best blessing to be on them and learn to forgive them. Heavenly Father, sometimes I feel the rage of hatred is not good, but you want me to love, Lord, not to hate. Lord, help me to move on from this heaviness in my heart. Fill me with your light and help me to see it clear enough to come out of the fog of hatred and anger. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.